This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
March 3rd through the 7th in the year 2025. That's the upcoming year. The Browns are giving you an opportunity to go on an all-inclusive five-day cruise to the Caribbean. It looks pretty snazzy. There are a lot of guys going on this, including the gentleman who joins us right now, former Pro Bowl tight end Gary Barnidge. Gary, how are you? Good to have you with us.
Hey, Gary.
How y'all doing? I appreciate y'all having me on. I'm doing great.
Are you like going to tanning booths and everything, getting ready already for the cruise, or are you just going to wait on that for a little while?
No, I live in Florida, so for me, I've always got that natural tan.
Thanks, Gary. That was really nice of you.
That's the way to kill his joke line. He was all excited. The most generous tight end in the history of the Browns, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, you did the movie theater thing, right? When you were here, we filled up the movie theater with you.
I did. I did a lot of movie giveaways. I did trivia questions and took 10 fans to the movies every week. And then I rented it out a couple times to bring fans for certain movies that release and stuff. Just giving back to the fans.
You really missed your calling. You could have made a lot less money going into radio promotions. You missed your calling on that one.
Oh, golly. Before we get into the Browns this year and in your time with the Browns, tell us about the cruise.
So I will say this is the second cruise I went on last year's, and it is a unique opportunity for fans because it is a opportunity to find out and ask all the questions you've always wondered. And there's not going to be any filter on the players. They're going to give you an unfiltered thoughts and how they felt during the time, any questions you had during the times when they were there. They will give you anything and everything, and it's unfiltered because it doesn't matter. Like, so I think that gives you a unique aspect for the fans. They get to learn more about certain situations that were going on when players were there that they may not have gotten an answer. Well, they'll be able to get it in one-on-one interactions and during, like, the table talks when we get to talk with everybody. We have dinner with everybody, so you get all kinds of questions. And last year was awesome. They had a great time. Fans asked a lot of unique questions that haven't heard before. So I think that was awesome to see that they were very engaged as well.
Gary, give me one of those questions that the fans would ask, or something that kind of knocked your socks off while you were done, or something you didn't know, maybe.
Yeah, so I think probably one of the most interesting questions was they asked stuff about my high school stats. Hmm. I didn't think anybody was going back asking about high school stuff, because usually they always want to talk about Brown stuff, but they were asking about, like, why, because I played defensive end in high school, and I played tight end as well, but they asked more about my defensive end days and stuff like that. That was a unique aspect, because I never get to talk about me playing defensive end when I played, because I love playing the end. So, like, that was just a unique aspect that I hadn't got to use before.
Bunch of the guys going: Webster Slaughter, John Hughes, Craig Robertson, Joe Schobert, Christian Kirksey, Seth the Valve, Josh Cribbs, Hanford Dixon, John Greco, Eric Metcalf, you, Gary Barnidge, Kevin Mack, Reggie Langhorne. It's going to be a fun time, and folks can go to BrownsFanCruise.com to sign up, find out all kinds of information, BrownsFanCruise.com, so you can get after that. Gary, you were a I think primarily, and correct me if I'm wrong, used as a blocker during your time in Carolina, 4 years. You were there 5 years total, but one with an injury. Then you came to the Browns, and you were used primarily as a blocker. And then in 2015, life changed. What the heck happened when you catch 79 passes for over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns with Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel as your quarterback?
So the funny thing is, when I was drafted as I was considered a receiving tight end. But that's because I could do both well in college. So I did both, and people thought I was going to be the receiving guy. Well, they traded for Greg Olsen in my third year in Carolina. Well, obviously, you know, that's history because Greg Olsen's going to go down as one of the greatest tight ends. So didn't get an opportunity, so I had to just find another role, and that was special teams and be the pass blocker and run blocker for the team. So I just honed in on that, and I guess when I came to Cleveland, because I came with Chud from Carolina days when he was our offensive coordinator, I came with him when he got the head coaching job, and then I came here and thinking I was going to get that opportunity to be Greg Olsen. Well, we had Jordan Cameron, so I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to keep doing what I do. And then Jordan got hit with a couple concussions, and then they actually got to let me run some routes, and I was able to make plays, which was always there, just was never given the opportunity. And I think that's probably the biggest thing I would say is this league is all about getting the opportunity to show, because players have the ability to do it. It's just whether they get in a position to show with the talent they have, the opportunities, and they take advantage of them. Because that's the thing, is a lot of guys don't take advantage once they get that opportunity.
You sure did, man. Your numbers were great, and you made a Pro Bowl. What did that season do for you personally?
I think it was just validation of that I could do both, because I still could run, I still ran block, and I still caught balls. And I think that is lost a little bit in today's tight ends, is not as many guys are known for both. They're known for one or the other. And I think that is the true test of a tight end, is somebody that can do both. And that is one thing I always try to do, is be able to do both.
I got a couple football questions, but I do want to talk about your relationship with the city. I know you brought it up a little bit, but I mean, even on some lean teams when it came to winning, fans absolutely loved you when you played here. And, you know, I know the little things like, you know, the movie stuff, but how was your relationship with the fans, and how awesome was that for you when you look back on your entire career, just being in the city of Cleveland?
So I think it was awesome because, and this is what I've said even since I've left and everything, whether Cleveland's winning or losing, team that they're selling out. Fans are there for you. They're excited about it. And I think that is a testament to the fans and how much they love Browns football. And for me, I just wanted to find a way to give back, because I feel like fans never got an opportunity to get to know the players, and they never get an opportunity to like see them outside of just football. I want them to know us as, I wanted them to know me as a person, not just a football player, because I feel like they never get that opportunity. And that's why I started doing the movie giveaways, and then I did a lot of stuff in the community, because I think that was just the way to show, hey, I'm just a normal person too. I just happen to be playing the sport, and I wanted you to know me as a person. And that's why I also started bringing teammates to the movie giveaway, so that way they could meet other teammates and just giving them that unique aspect that they probably wouldn't get any other place.
Gary Barnidge joining us, former Browns tight end. You mentioned Rob Jedzinski, and you were with him in Carolina. He came here. He got a year as head coach. I got to be honest, Gary, Chud is the one guy that I've thought all along, it's like, man, I would have liked to have seen what he could have done had he stayed in the job. I thought he could become a good NFL head coach, and he hasn't been able to do that since. Did he get a raw deal here?
Well, you say that, but like everybody was getting a raw deal when I was here, coach-wise. They didn't get a chance to show everything. True. And so that's the unfortunate aspect, because if you look back at even like the Mike Pettine days, there's four current head coaches in the NFL that were on that coaching staff.
Yeah.
Any of those guys could have been.
Norv Turner, yeah.
Yeah, well, you had Kyle Shanahan, you had what's his name in Miami?
Mike McDaniel.
Yep, Mike McDaniel. You had who else? I'm pretty sure Shane Steichen was on the QB, I believe, one of those times, the QB coach, I think. So, like, that's the thing, is like there was so much talent here in coaches, and once Kyle saw how things were forced with Manziel, I was like, I can't stay here. And then he went and got that job at San Fran, hasn't looked back. But I do think Chud definitely got a role. He only got 1 year, and, yeah, it didn't go as great as they wanted, but it takes more than a year. You got to give a coach more than a year to get something. Or why'd you bring him there? That was, to me, it was just a waste of a year for the team. It sets you back.
Gary Barnidge joining us, former Browns tight end. This year's team is off to a start that nobody envisioned, Gary. They're 1-5. The offense is out of sync. As a guy who knows offenses, you watch this team and you think what about what's going on the field?
I think it's a true testament to show what kind of the lifeblood Nick Chubb is to the team. I think if Nick Chubb's there, it's a whole different question. And I think that it shows just that everything revolves around him. And when he's not there, the team really struggles because they still have other capable backs, but they're not Nick Chubb. And I think the offense runs through him. So I think that it shows how important he is to this offense. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, because teams aren't really worried as much about the run, especially with all the injuries on the O-line they've had. So teams are like, okay, we're just going to stop your run. And Watson has been doing well throwing, so we're just going to see. Y'all got to find some way to beat us. And the defense is trying to keep them in games. But I think Nick Chubb is the missing piece for that offense, because everything runs through him.
As you look at a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, and you know he's the offensive line is really struggling right now. They're on pace to give up 86 sacks for the season, but yet every once in a while Kevin's going to throw two tight ends out there. I'm curious when you watch this, do you think he needs two tight ends just to have, you know, six or seven guys on the line to make sure that he's got time? And then how difficult is it when you've got a quarterback that is going to hang on to the ball a little bit longer? He's done it his whole career to try to scramble and play that position from a line standpoint, not from a receiver standpoint.
Yeah, I think from a line standpoint, it's tough because if a guy's moving around, you don't actually know where they're at behind you, because you're expecting them to be in the pocket. And if they move around too much, well, that's going to give up sacks and pressures because they're setting for them to be in the pocket. So I think just in general, the scrambling quarterback makes it a little tough, because if they're moving around all over the place, tackles, like I know, for example, Joe Thomas, when he's set the same way every time, because he's expecting that quarterback to be in the same spot every time. So if he's not, well, then that affects what's happening on the line. But when it comes to like the two tight ends, if you have two tight ends on the line all the time, then you're not going to have great route combinations. So if you're doing that for protection, well, now you're hindering the passing game, because you can only do so many route combinations if you have so many people blocking.
Gary Barnidge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us, Browns tight end, Amari Cooper gets traded. Buffalo, you're 1-5. Your numbers to make the playoffs are slim. But what kind of a message does that send in the locker room? Is it a good one? He didn't look happy here, wasn't playing as well as he has. But there are probably a lot of factors involved in that, Gary. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there was, because obviously I know he wanted the contract and all that kind of stuff, and so he wasn't going to get it. So I think it also eliminates a distraction that could have been in the locker room. We don't actually know if there was or not in the locker room. Usually there's not. I know usually when everybody thinks there's distractions, the players aren't really distracted by it. But it could have been something just by him. I know he's had a lot of drops this year. but that's also been his MO throughout his career. But it also puts a strain on the rest of the players, but it also gives, like I said earlier, it gives other players an opportunity to step up and show what they can do. And it could be something that makes it positive for the team. It could allow the team to, hey, these guys could show out and turn things around a little bit.
Gary, great to have you with us. BrownsFanCruise.com, where you can go find out all the information you need about the 5-day Caribbean cruise coming up March 3rd through the 7th. You can sign up. You can meet Gary, Kevin Mack, Reggie Langhorne, Phil Taylor, Webster Slaughter, John Hughes. A number of Browns players are going to be, a big number, are going to be on that cruise. Gary, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and keep working on that tan.
Thanks, Gary.
No problem. Thank y'all for having me. Y'all have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.